Well, it's actually very complex and it's dangerous to simplify the situation in Darfur because, yes, there are historical intertribal tensions, but there are also ongoing conflicts between rebel movements and the government. Many areas are a no-go area, and with continued conflict for many years, this has resulted in a real breakdown in law and order in many parts of Darfur. And there's a lot of criminality and tensions all over Darfur.
You said about 300,000 people have been displaced. What are their immediate needs?
There's a desperate need for food. We do have food in our warehouses, but we're very stretched now in Darfur. But these displaced people, they actually need everything. Many of them arrive in rather desperate conditions, and you find them sheltering in the desert in temperatures that go up to 45 degrees, 50 degrees during the day. They need medical supplies, they need shelter, they need clean water and sanitation. These are rather desperate conditions that many of them are living in.
And this insecurity, how is it affecting the delivery of assistance?
Well, it's very hard for us to continue humanitarian operations when you have all these new outbreaks of fighting in different areas. It makes it difficult for us to gain access to these areas. We also sometimes get caught up in this fighting. Only a few days ago, there was a fighting between government forces and militia group in Niala, which is the biggest city in Darfur. And two of our colleagues from the organization World Vision were sadly killed in that fighting. They were caught in the crossfire when a rocket-propelled grenade hit their compound. As a result of that, many of our staff have pulled out of Niala town, and they are now sheltering in a United Nations peacekeeping base just outside the city. So all of this is making it very difficult for us to operate.
Has there been efforts to reconcile or broker peace between these warring factions so that those who are affected can receive assistance?
Yes, the government itself is involved in a big way in trying to reconcile different tribes and bring about peace accords between different tribes. And I mentioned that only last week the Misriya and the Salamat tribe in the Umdurman area did sign an agreement. And we've seen this also in El Seref in northern Darfur, where the government was very much involved in trying to get an accord between tribes that were fighting. When it comes to the fighting between rebel movements and government forces, there are various different mediation efforts going on, and the United Nations is also very much involved in negotiating with the government and warring parties. And we saw some progress in that earlier in the year when one of the factions of the armed movement signed an agreement with the government. But since then, we also saw some setbacks when the leader of that movement was then killed in Darfur. You know, it's a very complicated situation here.